little taste of Rashi for the morning. The parasha opens up. Vayehi bayom hashmini, kara Moshe l'Aaron ulevanav ulezeknei Yisrael. On the eighth day, Moshe called out to Aaron and his sons and told Zeknei Yisrael in order to erect the Mishkan. What does it mean on the eighth day? How do we understand the third word in this week's parasha? Eighth day of what? So here we have a machloket actually between Rashi and the Ibn Ezra, which goes all the way back to the Tanaim. So machloket Tanaim and Amoraim in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Bet. Rashi is sure that Vayi Bayom HaShmini refers to Shmini Lamiluim. There were 7 days of preparing where Moshe put up the Mishkan, put it down, put it together, took it down, assembled, disassembled. And then on the eighth day, which was Hu Rosh Chodesh Nisan. For the first time, it was put up and actually used by Aharon, by the Kohen Gadol, for the Avodah. That was on the eighth day of the practice days, which was actually Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rashi says this is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which fits with our minhag, because we believe that the Nisiim started their Korbanot on the Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That was the day that Nachshon ben Aminadav brought his Korban for the first time, and that's why for the first 8 days of Nisan, we don't say Tachanun, because we're commemorating, sorry, not first 8 days, first 12 days of Nisan, we don't say Tachanun, because we're commemorating the Nisiim's Korbanot, which gives us a rove of the month that we don't say Tachanun, which is why we don't say Tachanun the entire Nisan. Rashi ends, the Ibn Ezra disagrees. The Ibn Ezra says that the 8 days over here actually start on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. In other words, Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the first day that they did their practice, and then the eighth day of Nisan was the day that the Nisiim started bringing the Korbanot, the day that Aaron started his Avodah. The last part of Rashi just says, V'natal eser atarot hashnuyot b'seder olam, that there were these 10 crowns that the Seder Olam mentions that were taken on this day. And these are 10 things that started on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the first day of the act of creation, according to one of the opinions, according to Rabbi Lazar, I believe. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the day the world was created. The first of the Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the first day of the sacrifice, the first day of the Kehuna, first day of the actual Avodah, the first day that the fire came out to burn the sacrifices, the first day of eating of the sacrifices, the first day that Bamot became Asur, the first day of the Shechina being Shuria in Bnei Yisrael, and the first day that Aaron gave a blessing to Bnei Yisrael, and so there were 10 different things that happened for the first time on that day. Have a great week.